AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. A warning from Israel's prime minister, who's ordered his military to start pushing residents out of Gaza's southern city of Rafah, indicating the ground incursion is moving there. Meanwhile, the International Red Crescent's president, Kate Forbes, is calling for a pause to get more aid into Gaza.
What we need first is, whether we call it a ceasefire, a pause, a truce, we need to be able to safely get more aid in. That's for sure. We need more access.
President Biden's pushing for more funding for Israel, despite criticism he uttered about the war last night during his televised address.
In the Gaza Strip has been over the top.
Biden meets today with Germany's Olaf Scholz on Ukraine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
I think both leaders will reaffirm their strong support for Ukraine and finding a way to continue to help Ukraine. The chancellor said something like that before he left Berlin, actually, about finding ways for Europe to also do more to support Ukraine.
The Senate is working up an aid package after the House refused to take up a compromise bill that included new security provisions for the U.S. southern border, along with foreign aid. It was 55 degrees yesterday around Madison, Wisconsin, so warm it helped trigger a tornado. Taylor Patterson's with the National Weather Service on the first such twister to strike in February.
We're going out on damage surveys to get a path length, and we're going out to get strength of the tornado as well.
A Tennessee judge has granted a change of venue in the trial of two men charged with killing rapper Young Dolph. She agreed intense news coverage of the case and public outrage would hinder a fair trial from being held in Memphis. Stocks are trading higher. This is AP News. Taylor Swift is a big part of the Super Bowl buzz this year, but she has a long history with championship games. Her singing career started off by performing the national anthem at sporting events like Game 3 of the 2008 World Series, the U.S. Open, and NASCAR. An acclaimed conductor who led the Boston Symphony Orchestra for decades, Seiji Ozawa, has died.
The Japanese conductor led the BSO from 1973 to 2002, longer than any other conductor in the orchestra's history. Ozawa's office in Vienna says he died of heart failure Tuesday at his home in Tokyo. After leaving Boston, Ozawa was music director of the Vienna State Opera from 2002 to 2010 and was artistic director and founder of the Seiji Ozawa Matsumoto Festival. I'm Donna Water.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.